producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Getting some information from Watford City there, so apologize for the delay of the start, but I wanted to actually, it was the best news I've heard in a while, because there's been a lot, there's all kinds of various reports going on out of Watford City, but not a lot of facts. And this particular individual that I spoke with was a person in Watford City that had spoken with county officials who said there are no fatalities. And there were some reports today, the McKinsey County Emergency Services, quoted by WDAY in a Forum News Service report, saying they are expecting many casualties. And then the Sydney Herald out of Montana reported that one trailer with four kids in it was missing. According to the folks we just spoke with this morning, no casualties. That fared pretty well. So that's good. That's the good news. Hi, everybody. Welcome. I'm Scott Hannum. This is What's on Your Mind. And obviously, the first tornado of the year, causing some news and some national news. Some folks watching this closely, and largely because of the reports that it did hit a crew camp south of Watford City. Cecilia Fong, public information officer for the State Emergency Department of Emergency Services, said that we know that there were 12 trailers that were destroyed. There was a shelter. So hopefully there was enough notice. 7:46 p.m. is when the National Weather Service issued a tornado out of the Bismarck office. And shortly thereafter, reports that a tornado had touched down. Obviously, if you're in a crew camp or if you're in a RV, or you're in something out in, for that matter, anywhere, you know, watch the weather a little closer. So hopefully these folks did just exactly that. But at least one report from a credible source on the ground says no fatalities in the Watford City tornado. I was amazed at the amount of social media photos of it. In fact, we have a video posted on the What's on Your Mind Facebook page. And, I mean, the perspective that I get from this video is that these folks taking the video are way too close to it to be taking a video and not taking shelter near a crew camp themselves. But obviously, this is an issue and, you know, something we need to make sure everybody is aware of, to keep close tabs on the weather. But I'm gonna hope and pray that our most recent report that no fatalities is accurate, and that we can be dealing with cleanup and some trailers that were destroyed, but not any loss of human life in that camp. If you have any information from the scene out there, obviously listening on KTGO today, we'd welcome a firsthand report of what you saw, what you've heard, what you're seeing today. Just posted also on our What's on Your Mind Facebook page a photo of what looks to be the particular site where this happened and the response. It looks to me like, I guess this could have been last night still. It's just hard to say if this what time this damage started, but it looks to me like you know, the response on the side, number of emergency vehicles. And what I took it, since it was posted early this morning, was that it was actually taken this morning. And a sense of the level of damage, which you can't get a real good, you see a trailer or two on its side, but obviously actual physical damage, we can handle that. What's on your mind today? Alan Rander, Blanquita Cullen, the Golden Girls. We'll talk about the news of the day here coming up in a little bit. We are efforting a number of officials from the ground, the McKenzie County Emergency Management, the State of North Dakota Emergency Management, McKenzie County Sheriff's Office, Watford City officials for the latest on what they know there now on the ground. As I mentioned earlier, I have one source in Watford City that's quoting county officials, specifically the county auditor in McKenzie County, of saying no casualties from that, but we'll continue to get you the latest on the ground there. We have a debate on Measure 1 on the June ballot. There is a measure on the June ballot. A lot of focus has been, understandably, on the November Measure 1, ballot, November ballot question, but this is completely different from that. That's on the June ballot, and we're going to have folks on each side of that just to get you schooled up. And nothing worse than getting to the polls and saying, I don't know this person. I don't know what I'm voting on. What's this measure? You got to, read it. And it's usually some arcane language. So we always try and make sure that we give those concerned citizens who are doing their civic duty by getting out there to vote all the information they need on the particular issues. So we'll definitely do that for you today as well. A lot of local issues. In fact, I'm heading for Watford City later today and tonight. 6 o'clock, we'll moderate a panel of county commission candidates and sheriff candidates for McKenzie County out there in Watford City. So look forward to that tonight. Tomorrow, our broadcast coming to you live and direct from there. Speaking of the election, there'll be an important sales tax question before Watford City voters next month. And so we're going to go out there and dig into that a little bit, talk a little bit about what's happening out there in Watford City. So always enjoy our conversations out there and looking forward to doing that. So certainly the big story of the day is the first tornado of the year in North Dakota. We know this month's 12 trailers at a crew camp near Watford City were destroyed. Right now, we have conflicting reports on fatalities, the most recent from a county official saying no injuries, so we'll stick to that. There was also a fire caused by a natural gas line rupture near Warren, Minnesota. That fire has now been extinguished. The California shooting aftermath continues with the victim's father blaming politicians and the NRA for his son's death. You know, I always take great pains to cut some slack to folks going through an enormous amount of pain, as obviously this individual is. But the short press conference and tirade from the father was rather painful to watch. And, you know, the commentary may be best saved for another day, but again, the idea that a gun and or a politician and or some, in this case, a Second Amendment pro-gun group, the NRA, is to blame for the behavior of an individual who clearly had some issues, is unfortunate. I'll just leave it at that. A report over the weekend that President Obama is going to visit a Indian reservation in North Dakota. What do you make of that? Yeah, the Washington Post supposedly naming sources, unnamed sources, is who they cited as the source of this. But the Washington Post of the weekend reporting the president will come to North Dakota for the first time as president, I might add. Some other headlines you might have missed over the Memorial Holiday weekend. The USDA will not extend the crop insurance deadline. So growers watching that. North Dakota is going to get a challenge to its ban on same-sex marriages. Some reports last week that it was the only state without a challenge. Obviously, somebody lawyered up. Somebody offered to do it. And now we have news that that is going to happen as well. Hess is selling its gas stations, the retail arm, not the production arm, but the in the oil business, they call it upstream and downstream. You know, you go get the oil and then you sell the oil, and Marathon Oil is buying Hess Oil's retail arm to sell it at the pump, the famous green and white stores, $2.6 billion. Also great news that the VA is turning to private hospitals for help to take care of the backlog. Long appeals are leaving the older vets some without help for years. Pretty extraordinary. And a boo-boo by the Obama White House over the weekend, rather extraordinary. In their list of visiting dignitaries to the Afghanistan for the president's unannounced trip there, surprise trip, a top CIA agent, was exposed. Not good. More headlines when we come back. Plus, the bottom of the hour, we did add Jerry Samuelson, McKinsey County Office of Emergency Management, for more on the Watford City tornado. Come on.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door Devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Sight of a cemetery decorated just magnificently with U.S. flags and flowers. And I had the opportunity to take in a service yesterday at the Holy Cross Cemetery North in Fargo. Bishop John Fulda, the Fargo Diocese, presiding over a mass out there. And also there was an honor guard prior to that and a ceremony. And just in a lot of the cemeteries I saw, just absolutely beautiful. I hope you had a chance to take in a ceremony or spend some time at a cemetery and remember the reason for the Memorial Holiday, honoring those that have fallen in service to this great country. Two ladies that do that very well are Golden Girls from the left, Ellen Radner. She's back from the right, Blanquita Cullum. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning, and I'm not sure what you're going to get me for next week. You'll probably get me Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe Friday, because I'm going to go with the president to D-Day.
You are? Are you going to come with the president to North Dakota is the question. The Washington Post announced over the weekend he's making his first trip to North Dakota to an Indian reservation next month.
Well, I would have loved to have seen the president at the Memorial Day parade yesterday. In fact, as you know, I have that honor to emcee it. And we had Jimmy Doolittle's co-pilot, Richard Cole, 98 years old there, and you had Buzz Aldrin, wonderful, you know, astronaut. You had PX Kelly, the former commandant of the Marine Corps, all these amazing members of young men and women who have served in the Gold Star Mothers. Did I see even one person from the administration, one cabinet member, one high-ranking person from the VA? Did I see anybody coming in who was a member of Congress? That was shocking to me.
No go, I take it. None of them.
Well, I have to say this. The press didn't even cover it. And Blanquita was one of the MCs, one of the two MCs, but the parade, she did an amazing job. But, you know, Memorial Day has turned into barbecue, and that is upsetting. It used to be called Decoration Day in our day.
Yeah, it did.
And it's really sad. It's sad that you can't see here in the nation's hometown. This is the nation's hometown at a time when the veterans are being disrespected. The people, family members are there. The vets are there. But you can't get any of the people that are making laws or in the administration to show up.
No question. Why do you think the president wasn't there, Alan, since it was right there in D.C.? Where was he?
Well, the president was actually, he was at Arlington. He had gone to see the troops. So I understand why the president isn't there, and also the security would be a nightmare for any kind of parade for a president. But that is really not the issue. The issue is why is the press covering this? And that is a huger issue. And the other thing, Blanquita and I have been arguing all morning about this murder in, the multiple murder in California.
All right. What have you been arguing about?
Well, Ellen is taking it that it's, you know, the problem is NRA and guns and so forth. And I say a couple of things. First of all, you know, when we're playing the blame game, Hollywood doesn't point the finger at itself and say, why have they created these violent video games that you use Wii for? Because, you know, how they have target practice and these kids learn. And second, why did the parents just go into the kids' room and check it out?
Yeah, I mean, I always hesitate to, you know, sort of pile on. I mean, I saw the press conference with the dad, and it's very disturbing. He's clearly upset and a mess. And you know, I guess you're just going to lash out at a time like that. And clearly, his politics are coming through. So, I'd hate to make it something.
I mean, if somebody can buy multiple guns and they don't have the psychiatric history, why isn't there a registry of who's buying guns? You know, the Second Amendment, for those of you that believe it, which I truly believe that in terms of the Second Amendment, it says a well-regulated militia. But the Second Amendment doesn't say anything about gun registration. You know, you have to register your dog and your car. Why don't you have to register your gun?
All right, I'll give you that. Why can't you register for video games of that magnitude and violence? Well, why do young people have the ability to be able to go in there and get target practice and get off on shooting victims? I mean, and Hollywood that makes all those action movies, you know, like The Hunger Games, you know, where people are being chased and traumatized and young people go see them, you know, I think there is you have to maintain a standard, and if you can't reach it, then you can't go out and complain just about people that are legally buying guns.
Not to mention, I don't know why, you know, we blame the tool In other words, if he'd strangled them, are we gonna if he'd used a knife, when there's a car accident, you don't say ban cars.
Yeah, but you know what? Let me go back to the video game. I agree with you on that, the gun, and you're going to say, well, the video game can't do it. They are creating that video game with levels of intensity so that you become an expert, that you can go farther and go farther to be able to kill things, kill people, kill monsters. And so it's a thing where your adrenaline gets up. I'm telling you, there's more danger there than there is in a gun.
Well, I don't like video games that are violent, but the gun issue is supreme in my mind, and the father was right to lash out.
Well, Ellen, but I don't want to get into a debate over the father. I really don't. I just think that we say who's to blame. Do you put any blame on this kid? Who obviously was disturbed. Does he bear any responsibility for what went wrong here?
Of course.
Or was it politicians, NRA, the gun? I mean, we got a list of other things we're blaming, video games. I think we ought to just say the individual's responsible. And in this world, there will be evil. And unfortunately, he took on some evil head on.
And he's done a terrible thing by knowing that he's going to label names of people that are still innocent victims and say that they were responsible for his madness, was responsible for his madness.
Right, exactly, right. Yeah, Bob and Grafton, your take on this for our guests. Go ahead quickly.
Hi, people. Listen, I want to say a couple things very quickly. I'm a veteran. My kids and I play Black Ops 2, which is a violent video game with against enemies. But I'm going to tell you something. Hollywood is really a lot to blame for this. My kids are very well trained, very schooled with safety, and if my kids get drafted someday or have to get called up to the military, it helps them to learn tactics. It's all about what you do with it. My kids aren't going to go out and kill people. That's crazy. Hollywood has another movie coming out. I don't know if you people have seen the trailer for it. It's disgusting. It's something to do with the effect that for 12 hours or 24 hours once a year, all crime, up to and including murder, is legal. Now, what kind of message does Hollywood send when they
draw
garbage like this?
I don't believe there should be any violence in movies. And if I was king, I'd eliminate all violence in movies. I would eliminate football. I would eliminate boxing, and I would eliminate guns.
To Bob's point, Ellen, will you blame Hollywood before you blame the NRA? That's the big question.
Absolutely. I'm there with you.
Yeah. Ellen, will you?
The NRA is chief the villain in my mind.
Yeah, there's a big surprise. Thank you, Bob, for stirring it up. Ellen, BQ, see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Williston, Watford City. AM 1100, the flag, Fargo-Moorhead, and much of the region wanting to know more about what happened last night in Watford City. And for answers to that, we're joined by Jerry Samuelson, McKenzie County Office of Emergency Management. Jerry, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
So tell us, we've heard conflicting reports. Some folks last night, I guess according to WDAY, McKenzie County Emergency Services said they were expecting many casualties but did not know how many people call that camp area their home. And then this morning I heard how fortunate we were not to have any casualties. So I want to first start by clearing up whether or not we have any casualties as a result of last night's tornado.
Actually, we had 9 injuries. There were 8 injuries that were treated and released, and one was critical and was night-flighted to Minot to Trinity Hospital there. So we're very fortunate that we didn't have any casualties other than the 9 injuries. So, yes, very, very fortunate.
Boy, that is great to hear. Now, what particular facility did this damage at?
Actually, there's a man camp approximately 5 to 6 miles south of Watford City. There were actually 15 trailers in this particular man camp, and the entire 15 trailers were either there were 8 that are completely destroyed, and the other 7 are just beyond repair. So, here again, if you go out there and look at the site, it looks like a war zone. And once again, very, very fortunate that we didn't have any fatalities.
Did most of the folks get the warning and take shelter?
The warning actually came just a few minutes prior to the tornado touching down. I believe it touched down around 7:53 p.m. Last evening. So not a lot of warning.
Yeah, and what did they say? The Weather Service issued the warning at 7:46, so you're talking less than 10 minutes of any kind of warning, huh?
Exactly. With that, of course, we had reports of, actually I've seen the reports, baseball-sized hail. I'm not sure how much rain we had with it, but there was some localized flooding that came with that as well. So it stretched, and we had reports of 4 sightings of funnel clouds besides the one that actually touched down. So It was one heck of a storm. Probably, I would say, this storm stretched probably 50 miles through McKenzie County.
Wow. And as far as the one that touched down, any idea how long it was on the ground, and was there other damage besides this crew camp?
Crew camp, it was this particular one is the only damage in our county. We had reports of between a minute and a half it was on the ground.
Wow. So that was obviously a pretty short period of time.
It was very short, very short.
Another another blessing there for sure. Whose crew camp was this? Was this a particular a company or a site, or individually owned lots, or whose crew?
It was individually owned, and the residents had individual trailers that they owned. Still trying to get a hold of the owner this morning. The manager and his wife were on site. Unfortunately, they got out of there. So we're kind of in a recovery mode now. Last night we brought in some portable lighting systems to do some more searching in the area. So that lasted all through the night with our first responders out there. So here again, we're probably in a recovery mode now as we speak. So we're trying to get a hold of the manager and see if we can start a cleanup. We also had the Red Cross chapter out of Minot came down and set up a shelter. We had approximately 17 people that used our shelter. Some of them went to local motels who opened up their doors. We're gracious about that. So here again, very fortunate.
Yeah, that's for sure. We're chatting with Jerry Samuelson, McKenzie County Office of Emergency Management, on the aftermath of the first tornado of the season in North Dakota, on the ground for about a minute, minute and a half, but causing some significant damage to a crew camp. Thankfully, all physical damage and very little in the way of significant injuries. We have one individual that is in Minot. So the latest we know on that one individual is critical condition, huh?
That's correct.
And the other eight were treated and released?
They were treated and released, yes.
Evidently, the Sydney Herald, Montana newspaper, reported that there was a trailer with four kids in it missing. Was that just a misreport,
or
was that something that
was incorrect? And then initially, we had to report a mass casualties at the site, and fortunately, that turned out to be not true.
Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, early reports are often wrong. A good reminder, I guess, that, to just keep your calm until you know the facts on the kid.
Exactly. Yes. And, of course, nowadays with Facebook, there are, many, many false reports going out into the community. So things are starting to get a little more clear here this morning.
Are there provisions if, if I decide I want to put up a crew camp, and in this case, rent out some spaces and some trailers, are there provisions where the operators or the managers are required to have some kind of a shelter? How does that work, Jerry?
Fortunately, there is not. I know that we do have some building, planning, and zoning laws that something that we never had before in McKenzie County, and of course, with all the new crew camps coming in, that's something that we're going to definitely seriously have to look at. To provide, but there are so many of them, it's very difficult to provide some type of shelter because, I mean, these man camps, crew camps, are just out in the middle of the prairie.
And do we know in this case, in this particular camp, where these folks took shelter?
We don't know. We don't know where they went. I mean, again, they're 5-6 miles out of town, out in the prairie, and they just scattered.
There was another report that the traffic for emergency responders was difficult, and so there was a report or a request put out through the media to say stay off the road so the emergency responders can get to the scene. What happened there? Were there a lot of people that were going to the scene to, just look and try and see what happened, or Was that just normal?
Exactly. Exactly. That's normally what happens when you have so many onlookers and people wanting to help. And so that report had to be put out there so that people would stay away from the area. I know for a small period of time, Highway 85 was closed, but then it was reopened because the tornado actually came across Highway 85 from the west to the east, and there were some down power lines also. So it's really not safe in that area either. So that's why that word had to be put out, just to keep people and onlookers away until it can be, our first responders can be on scene to assist. And so that's something that typically happens in a disaster is you get so many onlookers. But here again, now we're in the recovery mode. So.
And the actual site of this, was it on Highway 85?
Yes, it was on Highway 85, just less than a mile off of to the east of Highway 85.
And about 5 miles south of Watford City, you said?
That's correct. That's correct.
And that is, and again, that's the only physical damage that we know of from this particular tornado, was that particular site?
Yes. Yes.
Got it. And anything else you want to share with our listeners about the events of last night, Jerry?
No. We're just here again in the recovery mode right now, and I'm going to have to do a lot of cleanup. Here again, it looks like a war zone out there, so, I mean, I can understand why the initial reports came in and said there were mass casualties because there are trailer houses just thrown around, and, it's a total disaster out there.
And beyond that, sounds like a lot of rain. One report from Dunn County Sheriff that the storm brought 1.9 inches of rain in less than an hour. Other reports of some significant hail. You've got probably more than your fair share of puddles running around there, huh?
We've been busy not only dealing with the folks there at the crew camp, but shutting down our county road. This has been an ongoing thing here in McKenzie County with the rain and trying to keep oil field traffic off our roads. As soon as we repair them, of course, the trucks get out there as soon as you can. And we've already gotten some reports now. People want to know when they can get back out on the road. So right now our roads are closed. All county gravel roads are closed in McKenzie County, 12,000 pounds gross weight or greater. And so we're going to try to get those opened up as soon as we get some sunshine and a little bit of wind to dry things out. So we're all also dealing with the road closures.
Unbelievable. So another note there to be careful there as well. And
yes.
And that restriction, any idea how long that'll last, Jerry?
All depends upon the weather. We're going to waste the sunshine.
Yeah. Had a little bit of that yesterday, but unfortunately it was followed by quite a significant or so. It does look like we'll be in the 80s to take a while.
Well, I also do veteran service, and we were conducting our Memorial Day service, and we had to conclude our Memorial Day service because we got hailed on at our outdoor service. So it was a short program.
Oh, goodness sakes. All right, Jerry, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much. Glad to hear that the reports of casualties were erroneous, and we'll certainly pray for the one individual critically injured in Minot, and glad to hear the impact was minimum. Thanks to all the emergency responders and others that risk life and limb to get out there and take care of folks in cases like this. Appreciate the update.
You bet, Scott. All right.
Take care. Jerry Samuelson, McKenzie County Office of Emergency Management, with an update from the scene there in Watford City. Glad to hear those initial reports were incorrect. Wow. Good to hear. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You know, it's pretty amazing about a lot of the videos and photos from the tornado at Watford City in McKenzie County last night is the fact that you can see some areas that are, rather clear. It's one of those deals where, the cloud sort of descends in the middle of them and down comes a tornado, but other areas around are clear. We're trying to get hold of the National Weather Service because, obviously, the fact that you had a tornado reported at 7:46 p.m. and then actually touching down at 7:53 p.m. doesn't leave a lot of time for notice for people to take cover. And so obviously there were some elements of this that were a bit of a surprise to have the tornado warning come that close as well. So anyway, we have a lot of the photos posted. And I understand, by the way, this was called the Raley, R-A-L-E-Y, Raley RV Park, south of Watford City on Highway 85. A lot of the photos, videos posted on our Facebook page for you to take a look at, if you'd like. Please do. All right, 10 before the hour, going to check weather in just a moment. In the meantime, I'd love to give away some Speakeasy gift certificates. Hope you had a chance to take in Speakeasy Memorial Day holiday, where they roll back every Monday the prices to the 80s. And so normally we're on the air Mondays to tell you about that in advance, but obviously yesterday being a holiday, we're going to hope you you hit that, but we still want to make you a lucky winner. I'd like to do that. How do you win? You call me at 855-200-1776, and you answer a question about prohibition. And I try my best to make it nice and easy for you on the program by telling you a couple of things about prohibition history that then you can put in your memory bank and call us with an answer. There was something called the Anti-Saloon League, one of the most successful lobbying all times. The famed leader of that group was a fellow by the name of Wayne Wheeler. And Wayne got a lot of bucks from the Ford folks, the Carnegie folks, the Rockefeller folks. But Wayne Wheeler, the leader of the very powerful Anti-Saloon League. So need you to remember one of two things, the name Wayne Wheeler or the Anti-Saloon League, to answer our Speakeasy trivia, where you get a gift card from the Speakeasy Restaurant in Morehead on me by calling 855-200-1776. When you call, press 2. And Shane will put you on, and we'll give you a chance to be a lucky winner here today from the Speakeasy Restaurant. Wayne Wheeler, the leader of the very powerful organization during Prohibition called the Anti-Saloon League. The Anti-Saloon League successfully tied beer to its German roots around the time of World War I to sway public opinion in favor of Prohibition. One of the major feats of this group was that it united many unlikely organizations. NAACP, KKK, all against the use of alcohol. And Wayne Wheeler, the head of that organization. All right? 855-200-1776. You learn a little bit about Prohibition. You get free lunch or dinner at the Speakeasy Restaurant in Morehead. What's not to love? And a little trivia. Great fun. Great fun, ladies and gentlemen, on the program. All right. While we're waiting to give away some goodies from the Speakeasy, I will tell you about the weather forecast here. And hopefully no more tornadoes in our forecast. That'd be okay, especially for folks in the patch. A mix of clouds today. Morning sunshine giving way to isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. 87 degrees for a high today in the valley. 87 degrees, southeast wind at 5 to 10. Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms tonight. A few of those may be severe, a low about 62 degrees. 88 today with sunshine and, again, a possibility of some thunderstorms tomorrow. 86, slight chance of thunderstorms, some sun and clouds mixed. 88 Thursday, 88 Friday. I like how this summer just slammed in here. Slammed in. We were begging for a 70, and now we're nipping near 90s. Pretty amazing. 88 degrees again today, 68 right now in the Fargo. And we have a slight breeze. Take advantage of that. All right, let's look out in the oil patch. West-southwest wind at 7 right now there. Slight breeze there for the patch. Partly to mostly cloudy. Chance of thunderstorms at a high of 77 today. Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms, high as 77 north. West-northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain at 40%. Tonight generally clear, low about 51. Let's look ahead in the patch. Tomorrow, 81. Good chance of showers. Some thundershower activity Thursday, 84. And then cooling off for the weekend. Actually, some 70s, even upper 60s, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this coming weekend. So we'll cool off a little bit. 59 right now, heading for that high 77. Williston, 61 and cloudy. Watford City, some showers, 59 at this hour. Newtown, 61. Stanley, 61. Columbus, 61 degrees. Grand Forks, 61 of partly cloudy right now. Hillsboro, 64. Grafton, 59. Kindred, 68. Breckenridge, 64. Fergus Falls, 68. All right, trivia I'll have to do off the air. Next two callers, lucky winners, Speakeasy Restaurant. Call 855-200-1776 right now.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.